With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Lawmakers in Helena have voted down a bill that would stop the state's practice of killing people convicted of atrocious crimes. Corn Kate's Carney reports.
Days after hearing testimony from clergy, young conservative lawmakers, and an exonerated death row inmate from Arizona asking for the end of capital punishment, state lawmakers voted against their request. The bill, introduced by Adam Hertz, a freshman Republican from Missoula, was voted down largely along party lines, Democrats voting in favor of abolishing the death penalty, and Republicans tending to vote against. Shortly before the House Judiciary Committee voted, Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway, a Republican from Great Falls, passed out a picture of her sister-in-law and asked lawmakers on the committee to imagine something: a daughter being murdered, beaten with a pop bottle and stabbed in the throat, eventually running out of blood. Then she gets tossed in the trunk of a car. Lola Sheldon Galloway says the bill, which would replace the death penalty with life without parole, was too weak in its language. She says some people convicted of heinous crimes shouldn't be able to leave a prison alive.
There's a better option than this particular legislation, and I will definitely vote no on it for that reason.
When the bill was introduced earlier this week, no one testified against it. Before the vote, Representative Shane Morgeau, a Democrat from Missoula, asked lawmakers to consider the mistakes that can happen in a death penalty system.
We are not perfect in our sentencing. We make mistakes all of the time. And I think sentencing one person to death and making a mistake one time is one time too many.
The bill to abolish capital punishment failed 10 votes to 9. Attempts to remove the death penalty from Montana's books have failed in every legislative session this century. There are currently two men sitting on death row. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.